Yeah, I dipped my toe in the water with the VTech radio, which is the clone of the 878. And yeah, that I don't know how the VTech software compares to the Anytone software, but that was a little bit of a challenge to wrap my head around that and get it figured out. But I got it. I think I got it there, and it's working pretty good now. I just had to get some assistance from Drake recently on getting my hotspot coordinated with some of the TGIF talk groups, including this one, to get it working, and it's been going great since. But something you mentioned the other day, which kind of intrigued me, was that you were thinking about getting yourself a DMR mobile. I didn't know that they made such things.
Well, sure. You just get a type accepted radio. You know, you get a Motorola Turbo XPR 4550, 5550, something like that. And you have the same programming challenges like you do with the portables. Plus, there are a number of hammy companies that are making DMR mobiles that are, you know, field programmable, don't need software. You need an understanding of how it works, but, you know, it's a field programmable radio, which would, you know, that thought kind of intrigues me too. But, you know, you get what you pay for. And when you're used to type accepted equipment, and then you go back to using hammy stuff, you know, it's just, it's a really big difference. It's a really night and day sort of difference.